For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson, here joined with the director of the Research Group on Immigrant Workers in Minnesota and sociology professor at St. Cloud State University, Dr. Steve Fillion. Dr. Steve Fillion and myself today will be talking about the 5th annual Global Goes Local, the Social Conditions of Immigrant Workers and Families in Minnesota Conference, going on at the St. Cloud State University campus on April 8th and April 9th. Thanks for joining me, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much for having me, John.
This is the 5th year of this conference.
Time flies.
I mean, there's a lot of great things that go on in this conference, and how about you go ahead and start telling us what are some of the key things that go on in this event, and how did this event start 5 years ago?
Well, this event started 5 years ago when I attended a conference in Nebraska, in Omaha, at a national conference on immigrant issues. And at that time, the Immigrant Research Group on Immigrant Workers had just started here at St. Cloud State. And it struck me when I was at this conference that it was a very informative conference. It highlighted a lot of the struggles and issues that immigrants are dealing with, but there I didn't really see immigrants there. And more important, I just certainly didn't see any immigrant workers there. And since a lot of the immigration issues that we're talking about are fundamentally tied to issues of labor in one way or another, that to me was significant. And I thought to myself, you know, it'd be great if we could do a conference here at St. Cloud State University that did something that others don't do, which is bring immigrants and immigrant workers to the conference as panelist presenters, and even as panel organizers to talk about the kinds of work that they're doing to advance their causes.
And what are some of the events? What are some of the discussions that are always prevalent, that are always worth talking about in these past 5 years?
Well, you know, we broadly define the idea of immigrant worker in a way so that really it's just anyone who works. So although we have a real focus and real interest on the struggles that immigrants are dealing with as workers in American society, we also have panels that feature immigrant business owners, immigrant politicians, and immigrant social services, government workers, and the like. So it's something that broadly looks at the kinds of issues that immigrants are dealing with in the United States as they're working on the task of developing full citizenship, and what kind of obstacles are presented to them as they are attempting as a group, like other groups in the past have tried to attempt to get full citizenship.
What was the communication process? What was the planning on getting this conference to work from the get-go? I mean, knowing that you started this conference 5 years ago with an initiative, with a plan to really bring immigrants together and get an understanding of what's going on, what was the planning process?
Planning process was primarily shaped around first the interest of the faculty who are in the research group, and it's an interdisciplinary group, which has faculty from schools at that time the School of Social Sciences, now the School of Liberal Arts, the School of Public Affairs, the School of Health and Human Services, and the School of Arts. And so the first thing we try to do is identify, well, what are issues and what are kind of collaborative projects that we're involved with the community in general, and then how can we do a conference that brings those interests and those groups to the conference and presents them to students and the broader community.
What is the time frame for this conference? Do you have to get speakers in at a certain time, or do you start planning within a couple months up to a year?
The keynote speakers are usually sought about a year in advance. So this year's keynote speakers, Kawa Abdi, who's a University of Minnesota professor, focusing on issues of Somali migration, and she'll be talking tomorrow at 12:30. She was contacted in August, and then Jose Oliva, he's the restaurant workers organizer in Chicago, and he was contacted, I think, in September. And so it's a good idea to get keynote speakers out of the way as soon as possible because they tend to have schedules that are pretty busy and for several years sometimes in advance. The other ones, typically we start thinking about towards the middle of the semester of fall or the end of the semester and the beginning of spring. And that's, again, primarily shaped by what kind of research projects people in the research group are doing, and then what kind of collaborations they're doing, and then they're communicating with people they collaborate with in the community to join panels and to be part of the conference. So it's a process that takes place over the year, but certainly certain important key, you know, things like the keynote speakers, they got to get taken care of very early on.
Let's talk a little bit about Kawal Abdi, a University of Minnesota assistant professor of sociology. Talk a little bit about of what she will be presenting here at this year's conference.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about having her here this year. We invited her here, as you were asking me earlier about what you do earlier on. Well, 2 years ago, we invited her in the summer of 2012, and she was not able to be part of the conference because she was on sabbatical doing research on Somali migrations in South Africa, so on Somali migrants in South Africa. This year, I got a hold of her again the following summer and asked her if she was available, and she said she was really excited that she was asked to be part of it again, and she's going to be coming and talking about looking at Somali migrations in comparative perspectives. So in other words, comparing and contrasting the situations and the patterns of Somali migration, say, in the United States or in the Midwest, in the East Coast, and then in other parts of the world, Kenya, South Africa, Europe, and the like. And so she's a up-and-coming, rising star in the sense that she's focusing on this particular issue of Somali migration, and she is somebody that we're really excited about having here. She's a very prolific scholar. It's going to be a huge honor to have her here.
And the other keynote speaker you mentioned, Jose Oliva, talking about immigrants in the restaurant world. Now, this, of course, is prevalent, very prevalent here in the St. Cloud area.
There's certainly a prevalence of immigrants working in restaurants and dealing with the poverty wages and the lack of protections in terms of basic rights in the workplace and the like. Jose Oliva originally was born in Guatemala. His family left Guatemala because of the political repression in the 1980s, came to the United States, resided in Chicago, and became the director of a worker center known as the Restaurant Opportunity Center in Chicago. I wanted to bring him here especially because in St. Cloud, we've recently started an organization called the Greater Minnesota Worker Center, which is actively involved in organizing low-income workers, and many of whom, of course, are Somali, Sudanese, and Latino. And so I was very interested in, because of the particular role that I play in this Greater Minnesota Worker Center, and bringing him here to have a dialogue with folks in St. Cloud who are involved in the Worker Center and are part of the organizing of low-income workers and immigrant workers in St. Cloud.
Another thing going on in this year's conference is the gallery exhibit. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect from the gallery exhibit.
Yeah, the gallery exhibit is at Atwood right now. It's free, so anyone can go over and have a look. It's the title of it is called Working Near, Seeing Far, and it's being put on by Keith Christensen's students in a design class that he teaches. He's a professor in the School of Art, we came up with this idea of finding a way for the students in that class to meet and speak with immigrant workers in St. Cloud, and to also look at past editions of the conference online, videos and presentations to learn more about the situation of immigrant workers in Minnesota, and then to do what are known as data portraits and to design them around issues that immigrant workers are dealing with in St. Cloud, whether it's in the realm of education, in the workplace, in the political arena. And so they put together a pretty dynamic set of data portraits and also a whole number of posters that feature an Amnesty Rights International campaign. And so it's a global goes local exhibit. And this is the first time that we're having a gallery exhibition as part of the conference. And I'm looking forward to more of these kinds of gallery exhibitions in the future as part of the conference.
How is this an education time for students here on campus? How is this for this Global Goes Local conference? How do you look to educate the students, and not just the students, but the St. Cloud community?
Sure. I think that often we think of immigrants as kind of objects of study. And that's the wrong way to be thinking about it, that we ought to be thinking about immigrants in the community as subjects who are persons who engage in the same kind of life activities that the rest of us do. You know, they're looking for work, they're working, they're raising families, they're people participate in various cultural activities, religious activities, and the like, and they're trying to do the same thing that the rest of other American citizens are trying to do. But at the same time, we want to focus also on how they are not merely where they are experiencing challenges to their achieving full citizenship. They're not merely victims. The point of the conference is not to have people come and listen to victim stories as much as stories of people who are agents of social and political change. And so no different than any other immigrant group in past American history. And so when students are at the panels and listening to the panels, and what they're doing is listening to people who are not, again, mere victims, but are people who are conveying their power in American society. And that's something that I think that is something we want to convey as a point of the conference, is that this is a group that should be recognized as a group that has power and will continue to achieve power in American society. So that's different than just going to a conference to listen to stories of how they're victims and in need of help.
From your time working with this conference now, being your fifth year, what do you get out of it? Is it an educational experience for you, but what is the joy that you have of working with this conference and with all your past studies that you've had with the immigrant workers and in your time as the director of research? What do you look forward to for this conference?
You know, tomorrow we're going to be having another panel that I'm really excited about. And sometimes it's just a matter of timing. And it just so happens that, you know, over the last year, there have been some really dramatic changes in the political scene down in Minneapolis. And there were three newly elected city council members, all from recently arrived immigrant families, a Hmong, a Somali, and a Latina. And that dramatically changed the whole tenor of the city council, the feeling of the city council in Minneapolis. And this year, we have a Somali who is running for the city council in St. Cloud. His name is Abdullahi Kulani. And I thought, well, it'd be really great if we could get one of the city council members to come up and do a panel with Kulani and talk about the impact of the city council races on this year's, on Minneapolis city council races, on this year's city council races. Well, it turns out that city council is in session. And so it was hard to get someone from the city council, but we did get Mohammed Noor, who is running for House Senate 60B. And he has done something that's really quite remarkable. He has not unseated, but he has given a really hard challenge to someone who has been in that seat for over 40 years. And so this very young Somali American school board member is the first school board member of Somali ethnicity in Minneapolis. Now is challenging really the Democratic political party structure. Where that will go, we don't know. But to me, what's really interesting is what has happened in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, and in the United States in the last year or two that has resulted in this kind of dramatic shift in the kind of power that immigrants now are experiencing in the political scene. And so they're going to be on a panel, and Ed Greaves, who's the chair of the political science department, myself, and possibly Kawa Abdi also will be basically moderating a discussion between them. It won't be a chance for them to campaign. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is for them to talk about how they think, as persons who are now part of this, you know, process of seeking to change the makeup of political power, both in Minneapolis and in St. Cloud, how they account for what kind of social and political changes have occurred, and also what are the implications of this for down the road. And it just so happens that this has all been happening in the last year, and it just occurred to me about 2.5 months ago that I ought to this is a ripe time for a panel. And fortunately, both are available to come up and be on this panel. And I think it's going to be one of the most exciting panels that we have that day. That'll be at 2 o'clock, right after Kawapti's talk. I'm really excited about the fact that we bring some pretty heavy-hitting intellectuals and some pretty heavy-hitting activists to this panel. And we bring those kind of people who are at all different levels of society, and they're interacting with each other, and they're discussing their ideas, their activities, and their strategies for making real change. And so for me, that is really ultimately something that makes the panel or makes the conference unique. I mean, in that it actually brings together different people who are actively making change. But it's not just a matter of preaching about the need to make change, but it's also the need to take very seriously a certain level of academic rigor in the process, so that having academic heavy hitters and having ordinary workers together in the same panels and in the same conference, kind of watching all that flow naturally, to me, is just something that I hear it time and again from people after the end of the conference. They've never seen something like this before, and they think it's really amazing that we can do it. And I'm always amazed at how it comes off so, it flows so naturally.
Sociology professor and director of the research group on immigrant workers in Minnesota, talking about the 5th annual Global Goes Local conference going on St. Cloud State campus starting tomorrow, Tuesday. Thanks for joining me, doctor.
Thank you.